Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review, Megan Thee Stallion, Tina Snow. Look, Megan big as fuck. If you don't know who the hell Megan Thee Stallion is, then hey, go do your Googles, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of information out there. She from Houston. If you ain't know, man, she says that like in the first fucking bar.
Yeah, she does.
So,
yep.
Hey, that's all you get from me today. I like this, Ken. I like this, Ken. And I remember when, the first Megan Thee Stallion project that we reviewed, y'all already know me and names. I ain't gonna be able to tell you, but Sophie was on it. Mm-hmm. And I remember she was kind of lukewarm.
Christina Lee?
Was Megan on it too?
I think. Did Megan make an appearance?
I don't know. But either way, this some years ago now. But I remember both Christina and Sophie saying that Tina Snow was really where it was at. And there were other joints on that particular project that they liked, but Tina Snow is really where it's at. And after listening to this, I would have to agree. And the reason why it felt throwback in a very good way, Ken, it felt very early 2000s. It felt Juvenile and the Hot Boys. It felt Down South Bun B Pimp C. It felt like ATL. Like it felt like the fucking South in the early 2000s when the South really established themselves and said, we ain't fucking going nowhere. That's what this project felt like. And man, I really felt like she embodied like that Southern culture music, like that booty shaking, that you know, and she also did it in a way that I feel like she had, you know, it was very strong feminine energy. Like, you know, she said, I don't know why you giving something up. I get the trick to give me all this money and I ain't gotta give nothing up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So again, I like when women take that approach because that's what niggas say. Like my nigga Primo Rice, he said, nigga, I'll break your hoe off. Nigga, I ain't giving a shit, but dick.
Yep.
So why, you know, again, from the other perspective, if she's like, shit, I get all the money and I had to give up no cooch.
Yep. The thing is, man, is that, it is their perspective and a lot of motherfucking females, you know, say that shit and talk that shit and talk about always trying to trick a nigga, getting a nigga for the shit. I knew plenty back in the day.
It's the game.
It's the game. I've heard the game flip. So that's why, you know, this stuff doesn't surprise me or shock me because it was like, okay, maybe you guys ain't been around some of them motherfuckers that I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because they'll use you for your shit.
100.
And, yep, for everything. And they'll play you. You know, just like that. And she had all the energy. And I actually really like this. You know, there's some hit or misses on here, but nevertheless, I think everything it embodies is what I like. And the interesting thing about this is that when we first, because why would I be checking for Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Tina Snow? I wasn't until she popped up on the scene. If I would have heard this, I would have been like, oh, she got she what next. It takes to make it.
Yep.
And that's what I heard. That's why I was disappointed with the one that we did. Because I'm like, I like fucking Tina Snow. I don't like that other one.
Yeah.
Tina Snow fucking raps.
Yeah. Because, like, look, between Hot Girl and Freak Nasty,
yep.
Nigga, yep. That is early 2000s Southern music.
Yep. And that's what kind of helped because, you know, like, women like that shit.
100%.
They love those high tempo beats so they can just dance and shit like that. They love the content and shit like that because they get to kind of either jump into a fantasy world and jump out or just, you know, talk about that world that they're in. Like Big Ol' Freak was a fucking big ass hit.
Yep.
All of these, Freak Nasty was a hit. All of this stuff, FIFO, I didn't even know was a hit or even existed until I was listening to this around the house and I was talking to Monique about it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, you ain't heard Freak Nasty or Big Ol' Freak or Hot Girl? I was like, no, and why would I?
Yeah,
but she knew all of that stuff and knew all of the hits and knew all of the lyrics. And I'm like,
you ain't even know.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, where was I at? You know. But again, I think this, it just, people sometimes say this and they use it as a cop out to just kind of as a way to not shit on something that they don't like. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, it just wasn't for me. But in this particular instance, it's not that. It's clearly wasn't for me. That's why I wasn't tapped in or paying attention to it. Why would I?
Yeah. It's not written for you. Plus, you're even out of the age range. And I am too, so it's not an old man shot. We both old now, Ken. I can honestly say that. But we're no longer in the club. We're no longer in the lounges like that. Not on a consistent basis. We're not part of where this music is being played anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, so like when you say it's not made for you, it's not for you, it's literally not for you. Mm-mm. So, you know, it is what it is.
We'll be back after this quick break.
How did you feel about Cognac Queen?
I did not like Cognac Queen. But what I love is I love... Now that's a song that's definitely not made for me. So I didn't like it at all. But I love, like, it's weird. Because I love the way she's rapping on it, and I love her ad libs,
bruh. So I didn't necessarily like enjoy it. I don't think it's one of the better songs on here, but I enjoy the attempt at it because it falls in line with that Pimpalicious down south shit, and it's that version of music. So even though it wasn't executed in the best way, I think she executed different southern sounds on this project better than that. But I like the attempt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it still falls in line with the totality of the project.
Yep. I love when she, you know, rap, 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 bar, rap, rap, bar, rap, bar, rap, rap, bar, rap, bar, like I love the way she do that. She did that a lot on here, and it's so Megan Thee Stallion, like. Yep. That's signature Megan Thee Stallion, man. I love it.
Never's dope, too.
Never is dope. Never's fucking dope as shit.
Because, again, female empowerment. Never let a broke nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that type shit.
Yep.
I fuck with that. That's definitely an anthem.
Yep.
That's an anthem. And then, obviously, Big Ol' Freak. Like, bruh, like, this was ridiculous. Like, I think this is probably what blew her up.
Yeah, I think Big Ol' Freak was the one, man. You know, that's a good sample that she had, so it makes it really easily catchy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the content or whatever, you know, is there also. What was it? It was something else about it. That's also the one that they put Steve Harvey's face on her. Mm-hmm. So every time I hear that song, that's all I think about is that video. But yeah, man, and Tina Montana.
That one's dope too.
Yep. We got to do a Money Back, yo. I'm so curious and interested in Money Back, yo. And I don't know why. I just got to listen to a full project, man. Because I just know he's not anything that I'm going to like. But I just want to do it.
You might be surprised, Ken.
I might be surprised. But he's in that NBA Youngboy. But anyway. But yeah, man. Like, I like fucking Tina Snow. I like rapping. You know who else I thought about when I listened to this? What's the name? Stunner Girl.
Yeah.
So remember, like, because Meg raps with that same type of aggression and not a lot of variety, but she has the ad libs to kind of break it up. And she does add some variety here or there, but there's versatility here, whereas with Stunner Girl, we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. So it was like, that's kind of what I was kind of alluding to, because you can hear, like, the potential stardom, the talent in Meg. Then from there, she kind of took it, got with some people who kind of, okay, let's smooth out the edges. Mm-hmm. You know, let's take Cognac and make better versions of Cognac. Let's take Big Ol' Freak and all these other ones, and let's make better versions. Well, I don't know if you can make better versions of those, but let's take some of those songs that didn't quite hit but were good enough, and let's make those into better, far, wide-ranging hits. Stunner needs that same type of thing, and somebody to come in and give her that type of guidance, like a producer to come in and say, there are a lot of things that you do well, but let's mold the clay a little bit, you know. So because the raw talent is there, but we need to, you got to get in the gym.
And you're 100% right, because the versatility, and that's what Megan Thee Stallion shows on this. Even if it was slight misses, right? Because there were some slight misses. But the rest of it was so strong that it's like, okay, it don't matter.
Yep.
Like, it really don't matter. Because, shit, the way she ended this shit with cocky as fuck. Mm-hmm. Nigga, that bass note. Yep. Oh, my God.
Oh, this whole thing fucking
knocks, anthem.
Yeah, this whole thing fucking knocks.
Yeah, man. Nah, she did her thing. Ken, what are some of your favorite tracks on this joint?
Yeah, I forgot about cocky.
Yeah, fuck. Cocky as fuck hard.
Yeah, that shit, man. I need some 12s for that. I like Never, Big Old Freak, Tina Montana. Shit, cocky as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm gonna stop there.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna have quite a few. Give me What the Fuck I Want, Hot Girl, Freak Nasty, Never, Big Old Freak, Tina Montana, Make a Bag, and Cocky as Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, Hot Girl was dope.
Hot Girl's dope as fuck. That is definitely what's his name? Manny Fresh.
Yep.
Like, that is a Manny, even if he didn't produce it, that was inspired by Manny Fresh and the Hot Boys.
Yep. Tess is over there by Louisiana, too. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They know what it is. Yep. Uh-huh. They know what it is. But yeah, man, look, do you know what it is? I need you to share this motherfucking podcast with at least one person in your circle, outside of your circle, somebody that loves music, somebody that don't love music. Put them on, man. Put them on. Help us grow. We appreciate the support. Also, if you would like to continue to support us monetarily throughout this 2021 journey, make sure you hit us up on Cash App or PayPal. Make sure you hashtag DE365. And I promise you, we'll see you tomorrow with another one. We out, man. Peace.
Peace.